This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Imagine, if you can, a television show, a crazy smash hit, iconic television show that was, and they were very upfront about this, it was about nothing. This was back in the days when TV was TV, appointment viewing. And I'm talking here about Seinfeld, the brainchild of Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld. And it is also the subject of a new book called Seinfeldia by Jennifer Keshen Armstrong. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Who were, just as a starting point, who were Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld before Seinfeld?
They were comedians, and that's it. And they thought, like, you know, we're funny when we talk. That's also very them, you know. It's all about pure comedy.
They had some pushback from the network, right, and from the gatekeepers, I guess?
Yeah, you know, it was not like a huge blockbuster pitch out of the gate, that's for sure. The network people would often see a show and they'd be like, well, we like it, but we don't think America will, because they think they're different from America. So it was definitely a very slow start. They were on the air for one episode in July, 1 year. That was 89. Then they were on four episodes the next summer, and then 13, I believe, and then the next year they were finally on for a full season. So it was a slow start.
But here we are 25-something years later, which, oh my God. And this franchise, I guess you'd call it a Seinfeld economy built up around this thing. I mean, you know, people who were in it or associated with it give tours in New York. Hulu, for crying out loud, spent $160 million to help it compete against Netflix and Amazon. I mean, it's the nub of a whole lot of things.
Yes. My favorite, the soup Nazi, the guy who played the soup Nazi, which most people don't realize he was in one episode. He still makes his living doing appearances as the soup Nazi. He tours the world signing soup ladles like that and saying no soup for you to people. And that's it. And it's, you know, he does this mainly because, I guess, you know, he can handle it psychologically. He seems okay with it, but it's crazy.
And people pay him.
Just
to bring it present day, Larry David is, of course, Larry David, and he's doing Bernie Sanders imitations, and he's got a show and this and that. And Seinfeld is on the internet with comedians in cars getting coffee. So, I mean, you know, they're staying busy, right?
Yeah, they seem like the kind of guys, I love this about them. They seem like the kind of guys who just love what they do. I mean, I think comedians in cars is great.
Yeah.
And it once again goes back to a comedian talking to a comedian.
Right.
And, you know, and adding cars and coffee, which he also apparently likes. So
can we talk now, before I let you go, about the series finale?
Yes.
I think it was the worst series finale in the history of television ever. Discuss.
See, I'm a defender.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, oh, I understand.
It was such a cop-out.
I understand.
Let's
I
go
understand
to jail. You know, whatever.
Many of the objections to it. I've become a defender in rewatch. What I admire about it is that it tried something. You know, it didn't have Jerry and Elaine get married. It didn't, you know, things that a normal. And it's like, here's another way of thinking about it. Like, what would you rather have seen?
Yeah, I don't know. See, the thing is, I saw it and I was so turned off by it that I literally have not gone back to rewatch it. Maybe I should rewatch, as the lingo goes.
Go watch it.
All right. I will go watch and I will send you a note. All right.
All right. Sounds good.
Jennifer Keshen Armstrong, her new book is called Seinfeldia. Weigh in, would you, on Twitter or whatever, about what you think about that finale? Let me know if I'm wrong. Thanks. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for having me.